Well, it doesn't help anything. Fortunately, gasoline prices and energy prices generally are a relatively small component of the overall tourist budget. So it has some effect, but it tends to affect tourist expenditures. It tends not to affect the volume of our visitors.
So you're saying travelers will still take their Florida vacation this year, but they won't spend as much money once they arrive?
That's been our history, Tom. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really deter people very much because gasoline is a small part of the overall cost of the vacation. So what tends to happen is people still come, but they economize on their lodging or on their meals or on something else to make up for the higher gasoline prices. But it doesn't deter them from coming. And especially this winter with the horrible winter weather, that'll weigh strongly in a consumer's decision.
Yeah, I would imagine if you just spent the winter in Chicago or Philadelphia or Boston or New York, you'd be eager to get away from there and get to get some Florida sunshine. And we've had a pretty good season here in Orlando so far. And as I understand it, the tourists that have been visiting are spending money.
Yeah, they sure are, especially in the major tourist areas like Orlando. Tourist-related sales are up 11% over the last 12 months in Orlando, leading the state and propelling total sales in Orlando up more than 7%. And we also see strength in other metropolitan areas like Miami and Fort Lauderdale that have major tourist sectors.
What about Daytona Beach? What about Melbourne?
Well, they've been surprisingly weak, despite the fact that they have substantial tourist sectors. The growth in Daytona in tourism sales is less than 2%, less than 2% in Melbourne, and that's depressed their overall rate of growth of sales. So what appears to be happening is that the Orlando area has become so dominant that in this initial flush of the recovery in tourism, it's being very concentrated in the Orlando area and some of the larger metropolitan areas at the expense of the smaller areas like Daytona Beach or Melbourne. But I do expect that as the recovery progresses, we'll start to see a spreading of the improvements in tourism across the rest of Central Florida.
So that's good as long as gasoline prices don't go too high. Some analysts are predicting $4 a gallon or higher by summer, and that's painful. But we've seen that before, and we compensate, we get through it, and the prices eventually go back down. Will that be the case this time, Hank, or could it be much worse than $4 a gallon?
Well, it certainly could be worse, but the fact of the matter is that right now there hasn't been a major disruption to oil supplies. Libyan supplies are back online. There is spreading unrest, which creates risk, and that's why the prices are higher, but there is not the reality of a reduction in production yet. There is an increase in demand for oil because of the rising global economy, which is a good thing. I believe that Saudi Arabia is likely to increase production if necessary, and OPEC has the ability to do so. Given the high energy prices, they have the benefit of doing so. So that mutes the unrest, and it would tend to limit the increases in oil prices on a going-forward basis because the market's already counted in the risks associated with the spreading of the unrest, Tom.
And so bottom line for us is you believe that this is not going to negatively affect tourism that much this coming season.
I think we're in for a great tourist season, and I think the summer in Orlando is going to be even better, and I think that's when we'll see a spreading of the improvements to Melbourne and Daytona Beach.